Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima. The morning news read by Katholeno. The Tsumukedima District Village Councils Association, CDVCA, has called for an urgent review and amendment of the ceasefire ground rules, citing increasing violations including the misuse of designated camps, open display of arms in public, and other activities that have led to fear and insecurity among civilians. In a representation submitted to the chairman of the ceasefire monitoring group, the CDVCA, comprising all village councils within Tsumukedima district, expressed deep concern over what it described as the deteriorating law and order situation resulting from the lax enforcement of the ceasefire framework. The association highlighted that designated camps of the Naga political groups which are under ceasefire agreements with the Government of India are allegedly being misused. It further pointed to the visible movement of armed cadres in public spaces, which directly violates ceasefire protocols and creates an atmosphere of intimidation. The CDVCA also raised strong objections to the continued provision of security cover to leaders of the various NPG factions, calling it contradictory to the principles of neutrality and peace. It demanded a complete ban on recruitment activities by the NPGs, asserting that such actions undermine the peace process and destabilize village communities. India yesterday successfully test-fired intermediate-range ballistic missile Agni-5 from the integrated test range in Chandipur off the Odisha coast. In a statement, the Defense Ministry informed that the launch validated all operational and technical parameters. It added that the launch was carried out under the aegis of the Strategic Forces Command. The entrance examination for admission to Class 8 at the Rashtriya India Military College, RIMC, in Dehradun for July 2026 term will be held on December 7, 2025. Informing this, Nagaland Directorate of School Education said the entrance test is open to both male and female candidates. Applicants must be between 11 and a half and 13 years of age as on July 1, 2026. That is, their date of birth must not be before July 2, 2013 or after January 1, 2015. We have a report.
The written part of the examination will consist of three papers, namely mathematics, general knowledge and English. The date for the interview will be intimated at a later date only for those candidates who qualify in the written exam. Prospectus, cum application form and booklet of all question papers can be obtained by making online payment at admission.schoolmitra.com or via speed post by sending a self-addressed slip and a demand draft of 600 rupees for general candidates or 500 rupees for SC/SC candidates. Application on prescribed format accompanied along with the required documents should be submitted to the Directorate of School Education by 15th of October. Asonyo, Akashvani News, Kohima.
The Employees Provident Fund Organization, EPFO, has recorded all-time highest net addition of 21.89 lakh members during the month of June this year. The figure represents an increase of 9.14%, marking the highest recorded addition since payroll data tracking began in April 2018. In a statement, Ministry of Labour and Employment informed that around 10,62,000 new subscribers have been enrolled in this month, representing a 12.68% increase over May 2025 and a growth of 3.61% compared to June previous year. The ministry stated that around 6,39,000 new subscribers were added in the 18 to 25 age group. The under 23 team from the Nagaland Wrestling Association, NWA, is all set to represent the state in the upcoming under 23 freestyle, Greco-Roman style and women's wrestling championship, which will be held in Ranchi, Jharkhand from August 22 to 24. And a send of ceremony for the participating athletes was held yesterday in Kohima, marking their official departure for the national level event. Organized by the Jharkhand State Wrestling Association under the aegis of the Wrestling Federation of India, WFI, the championship will see some of the country's most promising young wrestlers compete across multiple weight categories and styles. According to NWA, three wrestlers will represent Nagaland in the tournament, namely Nose Zonu Kochu 50kg freestyle, Kusai Tsutso 74kg freestyle, and Venerva Deo 97kg Greco-Roman. And the India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over northeastern parts of the country for the next 2 to 3 days. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.